I'm Sunny Kane, and you're listening to the next Faith-Filled Step right here on Pilgrim Radio. Each week, we'll explore simple, practical ways to respond to God's Word in our everyday lives. Let's choose wisdom over willpower, purpose over pressure, and take the next faith-filled step together. One day, one moment, one decision at a time. Well, welcome to the very first episode of the next Faith-Filled Step. I am really glad you're here and grateful that we get to spend time together each week over the next several months. You know, as we get started, we are standing at the beginning of a brand new year. And I don't know how you approach New Year's. I know that we all come at this from different angles. I can think in my own story that I have come at a new year with a different posture, maybe every year. And, you know, before I kind of go into those postures, I'll tell you one common denominator is that before I lean into the year ahead, I like to take some time to reflect on where I have seen God working the year prior, where he showed up in faithfulness, where he surprised me, the lessons that he taught me. And I have found that this practice of remembrance, of reflection, it tends to ground me in gratitude as I spring in to a new year. And gratitude is always the best place for us to be rooted, because if not, we can actually end up very misguided. And we can end up fueled by the wrong things as we lean into a new year, into a new season. And we're going to have a conversation about that today. But before we go there, you know, I was thinking just over the past 5 years, how differently I have come in to a new year. There have been seasons where, honestly, by nature, I am a visionary. I love a new planner. Some of you really get me on that. I love filling it out. I love making plans. I love putting pretty colors and highlighters. I am inspired by a list of goals, and I love vision boards. And some of you are rolling your eyes as you hear this. But because of this part of my nature, there have been years that I leaned in to this very God-given part of my nature that I'm a visionary, right? That's how he made me to be. But sometimes if I'm not careful about what is fueling me, I can lean in to selfish ambition very easy. This is something that I have to check in myself regularly and have accountability in my life for. In fact, 1 year, I found myself surrounded by people in a culture that was very goal-driven. And as a result of that, it's like I found myself with all these cheerleaders, people who were just like me, very visionary, goal-oriented, and driven people. And yet, there was some level of pressure when I entered the new year that I felt. There was this undertow of that I had to prove myself. And some of my goals that year became very focused on promoting and climbing the ladder of success. And some of those were formed through the lens of comparison, of what I saw other people, my peers, doing. And they were all of these impressive measures. And I fell into that because I was fueled by the wrong things. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But there have also been these years, it's probably been not this last year, but the 2 years prior to that, where I entered into a new year with apathy. Because in the months and years prior, I mean, we walked through just countless difficulties, my family and I. And it felt like wave after wave just kept hitting the shores of our life. And it left me almost holding my breath. You know, when you walk through that many trials, you start to feel like you are choking on the waves. And while you are trying to root yourself in faith and to be anchored in hope that is in Christ alone, and you are working to be reminded of the truth of God's word, sometimes when you've been in these kind of postures, you have so much disappointment in your life, or maybe so much grief because you are not living the story that you thought you would be living at this point in your life. Or maybe you actually are walking in with apathy, kind of a, you know, as I step into a new season, why bother? why bother? Nothing good ever happens. And you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. I have been there. And that was not exactly the best way for me, this visionary kind of person, to approach my new year. When I started with zero expectation, you know, you find what you're looking for. When you start with zero expectation and you start with apathy, I just found more apathy and more bah humbug all year round. So that really wasn't the best place for me. But, you know, whenever we approach New Year's like that, the reality is we have to have grace for ourselves because life can be really hard. Sometimes things come into our stories that we didn't see coming. Now, God did tell us that in this world we would have trouble, but to fear not because he has overcome the world. He gave us that encouragement in advance, but he never promised us that life would not be lifey, and we cannot manifest our way forward into a year where we design the year exactly as we want. In fact, unless you have news that I do not. I have never figured that out in my short time on this earth. And I don't really have any friends that have figured out the magic formula either. But there are these other years, you know, way back where I completely resisted the idea of resolutions. I mean, I was so done with starting a new year with hope and expectation, my fresh planner and all of my goals. Maybe my goals were based on kind of these exterior things like losing weight. I needed to drop a few pounds, and I would like spin them through positive words so I could feel better. Like, I wasn't focused on losing weight. I was going to nourish and flourish my body. And I thought that that was going to change everything. I really did. And so maybe it was about weight loss. Maybe it was about my finances, spending time with God, more family-based kind of things. But what would happen is, you know, I had so many years like that where I ended with those things not happening. It led me to being like, I don't really know about resolutions at all. I'm going to reject them entirely, and I'm just going to enter into the new year with a blindfold on my eyes as though the day of December 31st into January 1st, it's just the same old, same, same. That didn't really work for me either, okay? But I've got to tell you, this past year, honestly speaking, this past year changed everything for me. And it wasn't because I finally crushed my goals or because I finally figured life out. It's not because I'm standing at the end where I can now give you this ta-da list, like, yay, look what I did and look at all that I accomplished. While I can say that two aims that I had this year, I can share them with you, not to show off, but just to say I had these two aims. One of the things that I wanted to do was bring hope into the world. And one of the ways I know God has wired me is that I'm a communicator. I love speaking and proclaiming God's truth. And so I started a podcast with a friend, and we are actively bringing hope into the world. And another thing that I wanted to do was to have more family-based fun. And so we started Sunday night dinners with our kids, and our older kids come home and we have game nights on Sundays, and we've held this all year, and it was a great year. Those are two amazing things that happened. And so I didn't stand at the end of the year going, I failed, or that was a bah humbug year, or look how impressive I am. I actually came to the end of the year going, wow, that was different. Something changed. And what changed is that I approached the year from a completely different posture. I moved away from misguided motivations, and I was fueled by something that I had not actually used as fuel before. And we're going to talk about that in this season ahead. But a friend asked me a question. She is like a spiritual mama to me, somebody who has been on the journey longer than I have. And she is a mentor of mine. And I started the new year with her, actually. And she said, how are you known in heaven? And how is that showing up in how you live on earth? Now, that question interrupted the way I normally entered a new year. It kind of disrupted my thinking. And her point was, when you know who you are, you will know how you are supposed to live. And it made sense. I kept thinking of in scripture the times where Jesus would ask, who do you say I am? And based on how others would answer that, it determined how they would live in response to the revelation of his character. So I dove into this past year wanting to know God more and wanting to know how who he was shaped who I was and how that would reveal how I was to live in the world. In other words, I started with beholding God, and that impacted who I was becoming throughout this year, which impacted my state of being, how I show up. And that impacted what I was doing, what I do in the earth. Now, I'll share more about this as we go, but it made me realize something important. We come into different years very differently, different seasons, different postures. But often we have the same hidden fuel. That's where I don't think I'm alone. While some of you might be leaning into this new year with a fresh start kind of mentality, you've got your planner, your goal setter, you're the vision board people, and some of you are rejecting resolutions entirely, maybe you're thinking they're unbiblical or too self-help driven, and others of you are feeling tired, worn out, quietly overwhelmed by the idea of starting again. So we might have these different approaches, but often the very same thing is driving us underneath. And the challenge isn't so much about us moving forward. That's who we are. We are pilgrims on a journey. That is what we are to do. Move forward one step at a time. So that's not the challenge. It's that we often try to take these steps guided by what I mentioned earlier, misguided motivations. We end up moving in response to pressure, to fear, to the expectations of others, searching for their approval. We try to prove ourselves to the people around us, to our peers. We work to climb the ladder of success, missing that worldly success is not the same as success in the kingdom of God. And we also attempt to move forward, all while being guided by our sense of lack, of what we don't have, or where we feel like we are not enough. And yet God does not call us to live from a place of lack. He promises that we can have a life of abundance, which is not in us growing a sense of abundance when it comes to things in our life. It's a way that we can see the world, this abundant life that God has offered us. And when we're driven by lack, we're missing it. When we are leaning into a new year, forming goals and resolutions based on the fact that we are lacking, feeling like we are not enough, or guided by our regret, by where we think we have failed or made mistakes, or if we lean into a new year with shame. And that is where our goals are coming from. And often in all of this, we slip into this quiet, worldly belief that says, if it's to be, it's up to me. And this is dangerous territory. I mean, can I get a witness up in here? Yes, I got a testimony. One time, two times, three times. We won't go there today, but if it's to be, it's up to me. This self-help thinking that the world offers us, there is a cost to this thinking, because all of these things, these misguided motivations, when these things are our fuel, there is a cost. And it is that we live our lives with exhaustion, and there is a sense of anxiety. We are filled with worry. We are discouraged. We have these cycles of starting strong and then burning out. It's like we're trying to run forward while we're wearing boxing gloves. Can you just imagine the picture? You see somebody, they're beating themselves up while trying to make progress. We do it all the time. And when we do, we miss the joy. We miss peace. We miss the satisfaction of walking in our God-given purpose. And we miss the truth that we don't have to chase significance. My friend, we already have it. And ultimately, we miss the forward momentum in our everyday lives that springs up from a life that is guided by God. You see, true forward movement, it doesn't come from pressure, from proving, or our self-help efforts. It comes from responding to God's word and leaning into his guidance each day. It's about choosing new fuel, because the fuel we live from, it always determines the fruit that our lives produce. And so what if, as we step into a new season, as we step into a new year, We chose new fuel. Let's choose revelation over resolutions. You see, resolutions, they're self-help efforts. But revelation is choosing to listen and then form our actions in response to God. And let's choose wisdom over willpower. Willpower says, I have to force my way forward with determination. And wisdom says, I yield to God. Willpower and resolutions, they rely on the self. But Proverbs 2, verse 6 tells us that wisdom comes from the Lord, and with it, knowledge and understanding. Willpower is often fueled by our selfish ambitions, but James 3:18, it reminds us that wisdom produces fruit, peaceable, gentle, full of mercy. Willpower is self-manufactured, but Galatians 5 reminds us that even self-control is a fruit produced by the Spirit. Willpower says, be strong and try harder. But wisdom says, you can rest. Your strength, it comes from Him. And this is exactly what Paul is praying for in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 21. And I want to read this to you today. It says, I pray that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And I'm going to pause there for a moment because, see, my friend, you don't have to chase significance or love. You are rooted in it. And it goes on to say, now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. You see, willpower and resolutions are fueled by self and by our misguided motivations. But He is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think when it is His power at work within us. And did you catch that? That it is all about Him having the glory. And too often, when we have misguided motivations, the goals that we set, the resolutions that we attempt to have, even our weight loss goals or our financial goals, all of that, sometimes we start to approach it from a place of seeking our own glory. This is the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. What I mean by that is, this doesn't mean that we have to cancel all of our goals. It simply redeems them. This is a check ourselves before we wreck ourselves kind of moment, a time to check our motives, because God doesn't look at outward appearances. He is looking at our hearts. And when we do all of this, it shifts our aim from instant results to a life of faithfulness and obedience. My friend, let's remember this. True forward movement, it doesn't come from pressure or proving or our self-help efforts. It comes from responding to God's word and leaning into His guidance each day. And that's what this program is all about. The forward moving life of a pilgrim on a journey. You don't have to have it all mapped out this year. You have nothing to prove and nobody to impress. You are already God's kid. So as we step into this new year, this new season, let's move forward together, not forcing outcomes, not chasing more, but asking God to show us the next faith-filled step. Imagine what could grow from that kind of life. More peace, more joy, living from purpose instead of striving for it. And as we do, it begins to overflow into our marriages, our work, our health, our parenting, our everyday lives. With that, I'll see you next week. Let's keep taking the journey one faith-filled step at a time. Well, thanks for listening to the next faith-filled step right here on Pilgrim Radio. This week, look for one way to respond to what God is revealing in your life. One day, one moment, one decision at a time.